From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Three policemen have been killed in an attack on security forces in Niger, near the border with Nigeria, Burkina Faso, and Mali. Niger's Ministry of Defense made the statement on public TV on Thursday. In an earlier attack, three members of Niger's defense forces were wounded and five suicide bombers were killed on Wednesday in an ambush in the Difa region that authorities have blamed on Boko Haram. The attacks come just before Niger voters go to the polls on Sunday for a presidential runoff. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu says the tide of migrants seeking refuge in Turkey and in the EU is not an issue for bargaining, but of humanitarian values. He made the comments Friday before sitting down with EU leaders to work out a deal for transferring tens of thousands of migrants from the EU to Turkey.
For us, for Turkey, refugee issue is not an issue of bargaining, but an issue of value. All humanitarian values as well as European values. Turkey has received 2.7 million refugees without any significant assistance from anywhere.
In a deal met with criticism by human rights advocates, the EU is expected to promise Turkey limited visa-free travel and an accelerated path to EU membership. A U.S. military spokesman is dismissing Taliban claims that they shot down a NATO aircraft. The spokesman said that a helicopter did make a hard landing in southern Afghanistan on Friday. All personnel on board were recovered with no casualties. He later added that the incident is under investigation. It happened in the rest of Helmand province, where hundreds of U.S. troops have recently arrived. This is VOA.